Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here he is, our producer and engineer for the last 50 years, Stephen the Man Chaldone.
Hey there.
How we doing?
All right. Not 50 years, but it's getting there.
28,
getting
going
there.
On 29. So now it's Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yep. Everybody's got a dad.
That's the truth, and that's a good thing, right?
Yep.
And it's one of those Hallmark days, but it's a good day that you kind of take a look and, you know, thank God for the gifts of our dads, right?
Well, Mom gets their days, so, you know, dad's got to get his
equal time. Equal time is a good thing, and that's part of the great gift. So, you know, we're taking a look at that. We're looking also at growth because our relationship with our parents develops and changes as time goes on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So kind of a cool thing.
Right.
And yeah, I was just looking through our emails. We had a lot of emails all during the week, you know, shout out. So
yes.
A guy sent me an email, said, just wanted to say thank you, kudos on your show. I'm an old rock and roller. I like the music. I especially like listening to your commentary. Wish it was on more than once a week. P.S. Here's
nice.
The best part. I envision you as a skinny guy with long, straight gray hair. Long, straight gray hair.
Maybe two skinny guys.
Hey, wise guy. Interesting, right? You know,
radio. He's gonna
calls
be shocked.
YouTube. I remember meeting Scott Muni. Now, those of you who know Scott Muni, and I remember like looked nothing like I thought he was gonna look. I was like, "You're Scott Muni? Are you sure?" And he was like,
"Yes, oh yeah." Yes,
I was like,
am.
"Holy cow! Wow!"
I'm Scotto.
But you know what? People do grow. People do change, and that's a great gift of life. You know, as we get older, we change a little bit. So we're looking at growth and how God is a part of our lives in the midst of growth. Hopefully, we're looking at spiritual growth and emotional growth, and we're not the same as we were when we were 12 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, it develops as time goes on. Some of us still are paintball boy. But you know what? There's something about that that's really important. So we're looking at growth today and all the power of growth that's around us every day. To start us off today, this is Elton John. This one's called Leave On.
Leave on with his war wound like a crown. It calls his child Jesus. Cause he lights the name and he sends him to the finest school in town. Leave on likes his money. He makes a lot they say. Spends his days counting in a garage by the motorway. He was born upon the two upon on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun. Alvin Toffsinger hailed the sun today. Balloon and go sailing while
families change dramatically over time, don't they? And you can easily think back, you know, to older times and younger times and change times and now. But there's something beautiful about marking that. You know, I the other day was cleaning up. I'm moving. I told you last week I'm moving from one church to another. I'm not moving out of state, not changing my jobs. Everything's going to be the same, just sleeping in a different bed. But I've been packing up some stuff, and I found an old photo album, you know, and I looked through the photo album, and here's my first impression. As I looked at the photos, I could remember every single one of those moments. Like, it wasn't like, oh, wow, that was a long time ago. I was like, oh, yeah, remember that New Year's Eve party in 1981? I can remember that. Like, oh, remember when we went on vacation, we went camping? I can remember that. Like, we have this incredible ability to recall as human beings. Like, if you show a dog a picture of himself when he was a puppy, I don't know if he says, hey, there I am as a puppy. You know, there's something amazing about that in our lives, that we can mark growth. We can see change, you know, and that's something that's beautiful. It's something really thank God for, to say, yeah, I'm not the same as I was 40 years ago. I'm not the same as I was 5 years ago, 3 years ago. I've changed, I've developed, and things have gotten better. Things have developed, you know, beyond what I could have ever expected with God's help in our lives. So there's something important about that, and I think there's something we're called to recognize and come to really grips with in our lives, that growth process, but also marking it, being able to look back and say, wow, I remember then, you know, but now here I am, and celebrating the now of our lives instead of just kind of living in the past. We'll talk more about that later. But, you know, just celebrating the now is such an important thing. Here's Bruce Springsteen. This is called Growing Up.
Well, I stood stone like at midnight, suspended in my masquerade, and I combed my hair till it was just right, and commanded the night brigade. I was open to pain and crossed by the rain, and I walked on a crooked crutch. I strode all along to a fallout zone, came out with my soul untouched. I hid in the clouded wrath of the crowd, but when they stretched it down, I stood up. From my mask, my sails were set wing to wing. I had a jukebox graduate for a first mate. She couldn't sail, but she sure could sing. And I pushed B-52 and bombed them with the blues. With my gear set stubborn on standing, I broke all the rules, straight my old high school. Month-long vacations in the stratosphere, and you know it's really hard to hold your breath. Swear I lost everything I ever loved or feared. I was a cosmic kid in full costume dress, but my feet, they finally took root in the earth. But I got me a nice little place in the stars, and I swear I found the key to the universe.
Up, Bruce Springsteen. We never want to squander those moments and just cherish them as our kids are growing up, as we're growing up, and we save those memories. We kind of pass them on to our kids. It's so important. There's a guy who works for me, was out on an errand the other day from work, and he got a call that his daughter needed a chaperone on their school trip, their class trip. And he said to me, is it all right if I go? He says, you know, we're going to the lighthouse, and I never had a chance to go on a trip with my kid before. And I'm like, sure, of course, go. You know, and there's something beautiful about that. You know, the fact that yeah, he can make up his time another time. But there's something important about not missing those days, the important days, and being there, because that's the stuff that builds memories as kids grow up and say, yeah, I remember the time my dad went with me on the school trip. You know, there's something good about that. And I think we're called to create those memories day in and day out. And sometimes it's the silly little seemingly unimportant things. Other times it's the big powerful things, like being there for graduation or being there for Sweet 16. But it's all about that presence that is the best gift we can give one another. And that's what we thank our dads for today, as a day, you know, we remember fathers, but also all the different times of our lives where people have been there for us, helping us to grow up. It's an important thing. Here's Rush. This is called Finding My Way. finding my way. Certainly there are times in our lives where we do lose direction, and God seems to put people in our lives to give us a way, right? To give us a path once again. I think about that all the time with the apps that are out now with the GPS, right? They're all over the place. You don't really need GPS in your car anymore, right? Just put it on your phone, you're all set. And whether you're using, you know, Google or Waze or whatever it is, whatever app you use to get around, it would be great if life had an app, right? If there was a kind of GPS app for life and say, well, go to the doctor this week. Don't forget, you got to go. Or make sure you don't, you know, you don't stay up so late or eat healthy and all of these things that can kind of be reminders to us. But life doesn't really have that. Even spiritually, we don't have that app to kind of take us through life, a GPS to take us through life. So ultimately, that path is a path we have to make on our own. We have to figure that out for ourselves. We have to find our own way. And thank God that there are people that the Lord puts in our lives to help us to walk around to get through, because we would be lost so easily, right? But we have the parents in our lives. We have great friends in our life. And sometimes God asks us to be a part of somebody's life for a time to help them along, to help them to see, you know, who they are, to help them to discover the best of who they are. That's all part of our charge and part of what we need to do as God's people. And that's something that we might be looking for right now. If you're a little bit lost right now, today's a good day to say a little prayer. Hey, God, give me some direction. Put a couple of people in my life to give me a little direction. I need some GPS help, you know, and that's going to make all the difference in the world. Hey, here's Neil Young. This is called Old Man.
My life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Neil Young, Old Man, you know, and our lives are similar more than they're dissimilar sometimes. Isn't that amazing? I know growing up, I'd say, I'm not going to be like my father. It's going to be different. And then I look back and I say, you know what? My dad's 82 now. And I look back and I say, yeah, I'm getting to be a lot like him, you know? And it's an interesting reality that happens in all of our lives, that as we grow older, we kind of understand that we inherit a lot of stuff and learn a lot of things from the people who've gone before us. That's a really beautiful gift, you know, to take the best of what we've learned and kind of put that into our lives. There's so many people who influence us. To try to be like them is the great gift, you know, to kind of take some of that stuff in. I know there's a time like when certain people are very popular and people want to look like them. I remember way back in the day with Saturday Night Fever, like people wanted to look like John Travolta. So they got the haircut like that, that big kind of poof up hair. They were wearing the white suits and everything. And you say, yeah, well, people are trying to be like somebody else, somebody they're not, you know, just kind of acting like somebody. But that's not what this is about. Being the person who kind of assumes some characteristics of people we love or people who've been guides, that's an important thing. That's a powerful part of life that we're called to participate in, you know, to give something to other people too, to recognize that our kids are going to be influenced by how we act and what we talk about and the level of language we use in our house, you know, all of those things add up and utilizing good language, it helps. It helps our kids to utilize good language. All of that stuff, such a big and important thing. And I think, you know, it sounds old fashioned, but it's the way we grew up and it's the way we're called to pass it on too. Hey, here's Guns N' Roses. This is called Patience.
Cause I'm missing you, I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure, but you set my mind at ease. There is no doubt you're in my heart now. Said, woman, take it slow, it'll work itself out fine. All we need is just a little patience. Said, sugar, make it slow, and we'll come together fine. All we need is just a little patience. Cause I'd rather be alone. If I can't have you right now, I'll wait, dear. Sometimes I get so tense, but I can't speed up the time. But you know, love, there's one more thing to consider. Woman, take it slow, things will be just fine. You and I'll just use a little patience. Said, sugar, take the time, cause the lights are shining bright. You and I've got what it takes to make it. Won't fake it, I'll never break it, cause I can't take it.
I'm not seeing you, Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about growth today. Yeah, patience. Well, it takes patience, right, to grow. It takes patience to do the right thing in our lives, to help ourselves to grow and develop into better people. Yeah, it takes a lot of stuff, but it definitely takes patience. That's important. You know, a priest buddy of mine the other day gave me a call, and he said, I found some things in the boiler room of the rectory that you used to live in 15 years ago. And it's a box. It's a paper box, you know, and it's sealed. It's got like tape around it and it says your name on it. Like, I'm going to drop it by the rectory for you. So I was like, oh, wow, thanks. I haven't seen the box in 15 years. So the box is there. I open up the box and inside this box, I couldn't believe it, was a treasure trove of autographed CD booklets, believe it or not, and albums and stuff from the years early on, 15, 20 years ago, when we were interviewing all the artists and stuff on our show. Tons and tons of these things. I couldn't believe it. And some of them were kind of destroyed and faded. Some of them were great. But I kind of peeled them all off and kind of saved them all. I said, boy, these are great dreams. These are great moments. These are great times that, you know, I remember back in the day, you know. And some of the pictures, I couldn't believe. There's a picture of me and Pete Townsend from The Who. And I mean, I look like I'm 15 years old and Pete Townsend looks like he's 60, you know, but now he looks like he's 90. I look like I'm 70. You know, it's interesting. Like in our lives, you know, we change, we develop. Now and then we mark that and we say, hey, thanks, Lord, for that gift, the gift of growth, the gift of these moments where, you know, I had this opportunity in my life to know these people or interview these people. Wow, what a tremendous gift. Kind of a sense of gratefulness when we look at the old pictures. I hope that happens for you too. That's an important part of our lives. Here's Van Halen. This is called Dreams. We'll be right back. Dreams are an important part of all of our lives, and we all have them, and they change as time goes on, right? Your dream for your life might have changed as time goes on. Mine did. You know, and there's something good about that. I think we recognize that, yeah, as life goes on, you know, the dream develops, the dream changes, and what becomes important hopefully begins to focus. I think when we're younger, what's important is being rich. And then as you get older, I think we start to see that there are other things to life than just being rich, and you say, well, it's about being happy, you know, and then it's about being healthy and all of those things. And I think, you know, spiritually happy, spiritually healthy, those things make a big difference too, and they help us to really celebrate this world and the many gifts that we've been given. Here's Led Zeppelin. This is called Friends. Track there, Led Zeppelin, Friends. You know, in our lives, we recognize that, yeah, those are the people who really help us to grow a lot, right? The people who are brutally honest with us. Now, our family sometimes brutally honest, but we disregard them or we yell back at them. But sometimes when a friend has a good talk with us, it's a great, great gift because it helps us to develop. It helps us to grow in all of our lives. You know, those are sometimes unpleasant moments, but maybe they're beautiful moments. You know, not to be mad at somebody for saying something to you about your life or something that you did or whatever. I think honesty is really a beautiful policy, and saying things before time festers is an important thing, right? Otherwise, we wind up having relationship breakdown. You know, it's about being honest and open, and I think that's how this great gift of friendship develops and keeps in our lives, and those people are so important, such a great gift, a worthy, thankful prayer today for those people really helping us out in our lives. Here's Steely Dan. This is called Hey 19. A couple of weeks ago, I was out with a family celebrating their son and brother's 17th birthday. I couldn't help but think back, you know, and say, wow. And I said this to him. He looked at me like I was crazy, of course. I said, 17. I said, you know, in some ways, like, I remember that being a great time. In other ways, I'm so glad I'm not 17 anymore, you know. And again, like, when you're 17, that's your world, right? And it seems great. But I guess as you go on, hopefully life gets better. Hopefully it doesn't become just a memory. It's not a look back kind of life. People who live in look back, it's kind of sad, right? Because they're living in, like, days that have past. They're living in days that have gone by. Well, we have to live for now. We have to celebrate the now and recognize how God is working in our lives right now and calling us to enjoyment and love and peace and happiness. And that really makes a huge difference. And it's attainable if we can see the gifts that God's given us now. You know, not when we were 19 or 17, no. But even now, you know, later on in life, to recognize that God is still with us. That's a powerful gift. Here's John Mellencamp. This is called Authority Song.
Got
our lives, we have to learn to deal with authority, and we have to learn to deal that we're not the boss. When we're kids, we like to be the boss, and certainly in a family growing up, you kind of become the boss, right? Because the parents go do everything for you, and people kind of wander and circle around you all the time. And in life, we sort of get stuck in that sometimes, right? We say, well, I'm in charge of everything. Well, yeah, not really, you know? And there's something good about recognizing that. The quicker we can recognize that, the happier and healthier we're going to be to recognize that, yeah, we're called to submit, and that's okay. And to also recognize that God drives the bus, not us, you know, just to let go of some control in our life, to let go of hanging on so tight to stuff that we can't let go. There's something important about that ability to let go, even spiritually, of situations of anger, of hurt, of pain, of times that maybe we feel we can't forgive. And that's going to make a big difference in our lives if we can make that move and kind of let the authority be authority, and then we're going to be happy. Here's Eric Clapton. This is My Father's Eyes.
With me.
my father's eyes. As we look at growth today, you can't help but think of your parents and think of your father and say, wow, what a great gift that person has been in my life. Challenging, but also loving. And there's a tremendous gift in all of that. So yeah, you know, we take that to heart today and we thank God for the gift of our fathers. Even if they're in heaven, we thank God for the gift of them in heaven in our lives because they still kind of have a hold on us. That love kind of permeates and there's something very powerful about that. All of us are on this pattern of growth. You know, we grow in one way or another and there's something important about feeding that growth. So feed the spiritual growth. Spend a little time in prayer. Spend a little time in church and recognize the power of God day in and day out, calling us to grow and celebrate His love. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by the man who's grown a lot over these years. Yep, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.